On this farm, the harvest is still done by hand. There is automation that may be used on some farms, but the individual care is worth a lot. In fact, some say it's what makes this product some of the best in the world. The American Countryside returns after this. A Farming the Countryside podcast, we're talking about the stories, tips, and trends affecting agricultural and rural America. What can you expect in the markets? How do you evaluate new technology? What are the latest trends when it comes to successful crop and livestock operations? Those topics and many more are our weekly focus with guests from across the nation. Farming the Countryside is brought to you by Pivot BioProven. Find the Farming the Countryside podcast on the AgriTalk app or just use your favorite podcast platform. And you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
This farm doesn't cover a lot of acres, but you don't need a lot when you grow coffee for a living.
We have approximately 20 acres on the lot, and about 3/4 of our property is actually developing coffee. So we have about 80,000 to 90,000 pounds of coffee cherry that comes from our farm.
The coffee cherry results in about 7,000 pounds of roasted coffee annually. Aaron Lanuza shares the story from the Big Island of Hawaii. This is a very labor-intensive process.
When we do the picking, we actually will have about 20 different pickers come to about 18 acres of coffee farm. So the pickers will go to the same tree about 7 different times to pick a cherry that ripens at different times.
Large coffee operations elsewhere in the world may use other harvesting methods. There's a reason Kona Joe does the work by hand.
A bigger farm could be using machinery, and they pull on their branches. So two things happen whenever you do that. If you're not picking by hand, you can ruin the integrity of the branch, making the yield for the next year get impacted. And so you'll have less the next year.
And besides yield, there's another reason they still pick the coffee cherry by hand.
You're also picking some green cherry as well. By doing that, you're also giving your quality of the cherry in the actual coffee form whenever you drink it lesser of the high quality taste. Picking everything really fast is not good for the quality inside of your cup of coffee.
The coffee cherries are processed and roasted into the beans that are high quality coffee from the islands. More with Aaron in the coffee fields next time as we travel the countryside. In Kona, Hawaii, I'm Andrew McCrae.